last week's Torah reading, we blew it. We built a golden calf and worshipped it. The late and great Lubavitcher Rebbe, by the way, that's me next to him in this picture, he said that a new form of golden calf exists in our day. He writes, Ribui Aishtadlut Basakim Gam Me'ein Avodah Zarah. A person who overextends himself in his business is a form of idol worship. The Rebbe explains that someone who becomes a workaholic in the pursuit of wealth is in effect bowing his head to gold. Therefore, this week's Torah reading of Vayakhel opens with the command to refrain from working on the Sabbath, because a person thereby declares that it's more important to obey God's commandments than to earn another day of labor to increase his wealth. Shabbat rectifies that huge mistake of bowing to gold. There's another rectification as well. It's in this story. The second century sage and father of Kabbalah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, had a student who returned from the diaspora with great wealth. His other students said they too will go for a period, come back rich, and thereby lead Torah lives with greater ease and comfort. Upon hearing this, Rabbi Shimon took all of his students out to a valley, filled the valley miraculously with gold coins, and he told them, take some coins, but be aware that you're taking a portion, a place, and part of your reward in the world to come. Why didn't Rabbi Shimon want his students leaving Israel? There are amazing, great institutions of Torah learning outside of the land of Israel. Maybe the answer is found in a harsh statement of our sages. Kol hadar b'chutz laretz ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. Anyone who lives in the diaspora, it's as though he's worshiping idols. Ouch! That's a harsh statement. And why? There are beautiful Jewish communities outside of the land of Israel who are meticulous in their Torah observance. Why should they just pick up and leave for Israel? There's a deep explanation. The vehicle through which God connects to this world is the Jewish people in the land of Israel. When these two forces, the people and the land, connect, you close a circuit and the divine energy flows to mankind. If a Jew chooses to live outside the land of Israel, he's shorting that circuit and God's presence is diminished in this world. So we see that both Shabbat and coming to the land of Israel rectify the sin of idol worship. You know, I came to Israel when I was 18. I take my hat off to all of those who already have families and obligations, yet overcome the numerous obstacles in rising to the challenge of moving to our land. Y'all are the true leaders of our nation. Here at Bethel Institutions, we bless all of our viewers that you all merit the spiritual gold of the land of Israel. Shabbat Shalom from Bethel.